Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I've recorded community comments on KINS since the late 1980s, but I've never endorsed a local candidate before. I didn't want to get involved, and I'm not sure if my endorsement would help or hurt, really. But the current financial problems in our county are serious and can be traced directly to our incumbent auditor, and they are not going to improve unless we, the voters, make a change. Humboldt County's auditor controller seat was up for election 4 years ago. The candidates both seemed experienced. Karen Paz Dominguez promised change and positive energy, and I voted for her. There has been change, all right, but there is very little positive energy. The purpose of the Auditor-Controller Office is spelled out on their website. The Office of the Auditor-Controller is a central service department, providing accounting and financial support to the operations of the county departments, special districts, and other partnering agencies. Responsibilities include account for property tax monies, audit and issue payroll checks, audit and process claims for payment, compute the amount of taxes due, and prepare financial reports. Based on news accounts, there have been problems with every one of those core duties. Some areas like payroll had problems before she took office, and every responsibility requires communication and cooperation between departments and vendors. But there's clearly poor communication and a lack of cooperation, which has already cost our community. Our county is 2 years behind on filing financial reports to the state and other funding agencies, and late reports mean we get cut off from important funding. We're being fined and sued for failure to provide even basic reports. She herself is being sued by the state. In mid-March, Dominguez announced her intentions to run for re-election and stated that the county's taxpayer dollars had been, quote, vulnerable to theft, misappropriation, and loss, noting that the county's public finances have been, quote, mismanaged, untracked, and unprotected. That's a pretty bold statement, but even if it's true, she's made no progress in straightening it out in 4 years. She announced her office as being scapegoated and blamed for larger problems, but it looks like she's blaming everyone else rather than assuming responsibility and making things better. She was also recently censured by the supervisors for evidence from 2018 that she fostered a hostile workplace environment. She responded with a video on YouTube that is an incredibly amateurish production, not representative of an adult political campaign. In the video, she responds to allegations that she belittled staff by, you guessed it, belittling the complaints. She squandered an opportunity to make her case, and I squandered 4 minutes watching it, waiting for something of substance. This time, I'm casting my vote for Cheryl Dillingham for Auditor-Controller. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.